Hi, this is Jenny Robertson.
And I'm Ann Quasman.
And you're listening to Woman Talk Live on V1370, A Different Point of View. Joining us by phone a little later will be Charlene Proctor. Charlene is the founder of the Goddess Network, an educational community with over 40,000 subscribed members. And she's going to be speaking with us on women and Diksha. And if you don't know what that is, you got to stay tuned.
And we're
going to
find out, too.
And it's about how the feminine presence will empower humanity. So do stay tuned because you don't want to miss this. But before we do anything else, we want to thank our sponsors because without them, Woman Talk Live wouldn't be here.
And our sponsors are Bochelle Creative, helping your business work hard every hour. Bochelle Creative designed our website, so be sure to check it out at womantalklive.com. We get all sorts of compliments on the site. However, it's just one example of what they can do. So check out their portfolio of website designs. And Dr. Kamita's Wellness Center, Dr. Ariane Kamita, is our new Woman Talk Live women's health expert. She'll be joining us on a regular basis to discuss health and wellness issues that are important to women. And Healthy by Kiona, the 15-minute workout that works. This is the perfect workout to get started now and help you with your fitness resolutions for the new year. There is no reason to flush those fitness resolutions down the toilet.
Also, Hollander Coaching and Counseling. Lori and Bob Hollander are the official Woman Talk Live relationship experts, and they make relationships work for you. Linda Seidel Cosmetics, master makeup artist with the magic of transcending cosmetics. And Susan Olson of Unlocked Box. Susan is the bomb who will help you blow the lid off that box and finally go after all those dreams that you have.
You'll hear our sponsor commercials throughout the show, but if you want to find out more about them, go to our website, womantalklive.com, and you'll find links to all of their sites.
Also in the studio with us tonight is our producer, Anita. And on our show last week, we mentioned it was our one-year anniversary, and I think Anita's been here for all but two shows.
She has. That's what
she wasn't there the day that you were out being the queen of the state fair.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
yeah.
When I was judging pigs and cows at the state fair. And even though Pat took really good care of us when Anita wasn't here, you know, it just wasn't the same, Anita.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Just.
We're going to get her. Well, we're going to make her talk next year. We'll give you a year. We're going to make you talk more next
year. Let her,
she got a lot to say, I think. But we really did have a great show last week. Our guest was Brett Farmelo, a young man who decided to buck conventional thinking about what you're supposed to do after college and instead went looking to find ways to do work he was passionate about.
I adore him. Didn't you want to adopt him?
I did. He's my son's age. I could do that. Yes.
At such a young age, he's already figured out how important having passion about your life's work is. And I think it keeps you excited and alive when you have that type of passion. And Brett wants to start out that way and stay that way, which is, I think, wise for a 23-year-old.
Oh, 23, not even 20. Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering most of us were 35, 45. 40, 45 before
yeah.
we even knew we weren't
and
happy.
So, yeah, and so we talked to him about bringing the next Pursue the Passion tour to Baltimore because you know we've got some passionate people
here.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And if you missed that show, it's up on podcast at womantalklive.com, so be sure to check it out. And just to remind everyone, for any of our shows, you have several ways you can listen. Of course, every Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m., you can listen live at 1370 a.m. in Baltimore, or you can go to v1370.com and hit the Listen Now link. And if that doesn't work for you on Wednesdays, usually within a week, we have each show as a podcast up on the womantalklive.com website. And you can go in and listen at your convenience whenever you want and wherever you may be.
And just a quick reminder that every so often we have a Woman Talk Live fun events, and we'll be thinking up something for the springtime really soon. And the purpose of the fun events is to give ourselves and you permission to go out and try something new, meet some new friends, laugh, and have some fun. Because we've got a philosophy, and that is watching paint dry can be fun and exciting if you have the right group of women together. That's what our next event's going to be.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to try that. I mean, watching really pretty colors dry could be
that sounds like college. And we always have the right group of women come together. And in the future, if you want to get the notices on our fun events, you will if you're on the list.
And if you're not on the Woman Talk Live fun list, well, shame on you. You might miss out. So because we say that having fun is the cure for taking life too seriously. So email us at womantalklive@yahoo.com and say, put me on that list. I need to have some fun.
And once again, if you can't write in a Southern accent, we'll read it in a
Southern
accent.
We'll read it. Everything we read is in a Southern accent. And of course, you'll be the first person we invite.
Yeah. And we want to tell you about an important event that's coming up this weekend, and it's called The Ties That Bind, An Intimate Perspective on Eating Disorders. This is a National Eating Disorders Awareness Week event, and it's being held this Sunday, February 17th at 1 p.m. at the Loyola College main campus, and it will be held in the McGuire Hall Auditorium. It's a free event with free parking, and for more information, go to ednofcentralmaryland.com, and Central Maryland is spelled out, so it's ednofcentralmaryland.com, and you can find out all of the details and who to call if you want more information.
Also coming up on Sunday, February 24th, from 1:30 to 4 p.m., we're going to be holding the Woman Talk Live Girl Gone Great celebration to honor our 2008 Girl Gone Great 17-year-old Jessica Cottrell. We hope that we'll have many of you joining us for a great meal and a great celebration to honor this young woman who is truly making a difference in her community. You can register for the luncheon online now at womantalklive.com. On the homepage, you'll see the icon for the Girls Gone Great celebration. Just click it, and it'll take you to the registration page. We're going to have a good time, and hope you'll be there to have a good time with us.
And we had a whole bunch of people register today.
We did.
And incredible gifts
yep.
for this young woman.
Giving her some great gifts. If you got a gift you want to give us, we'll take that, too.
She's
for her.
Yes, for her. But incredible, incredible. It's going to be so much fun. To share that with her. And also, in the event you would like to donate some necessities to our military women serving in the Middle East, be sure to check out Woman Talk Live Supports Women Who Serve. Go to the womantalklive.com website, click on the big star on the homepage, and that'll give you a list of all sorts of things that we are packaging up and sending out to our sisters in combat. There are several drop-off locations, and we'll make sure it gets delivered.
And, you know, we've got a couple of minutes before we go to break, so I think I'm going to tell everybody who Charlene is.
Let's do that.
Hey, Charlene, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Wonderful. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
I want to, before we get started hearing everything that you want to tell us tonight, I want to tell our listeners just a little bit about you. Charlene Proctor is the founder of the Goddess Network, which is an educational community with over 40,000 subscribed members. And the mission of the Goddess Network is to inspire women to rediscover their own ability to lead authentic lives with confidence. A former social scientist who holds a Doctor of Philosophy degree from the University of Michigan, she is also the author of Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and The Women's Book of Empowerment, 323 Affirmations that Change Everyday Problems into Moments of Potential. She's a subject matter expert for BeliefNet.com and SelfGrowth.com, the world's largest self-help and personal growth websites. Her affirmations, lectures, and electronic programs reach 2.7 million web visitors daily. She's a tireless community supporter and has produced the Empowerment Show for women living in transitional housing shelters who have been victims of homelessness or domestic violence. And she's also presented experiential workshops for single mothers to help them move toward a greater sense of worthiness and self-sufficiency. It's like, whoa. Charlene, and this is just the short list of your impressive credentials.
I think my mother wrote that.
She would be very proud,
I'm
sure. You know.
Yeah.
Charlene, we're going to be taking a break probably in about 15 or 20 seconds. But when we come back, I guess, you know, well, I just want to say real
We've
quick
got
that.
We've got 4 minutes.
Oh, we do? I'm reading the thing wrong. I'm sorry. I'm thinking we're going to break at 6:15. I just made that up. Well, we've got 4 minutes. We can say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, Charlene, this is Jenny, and I just want to tell everybody that you and I met at the Evolutionary Women's Retreat when it was in Baltimore in October. And if you remember, our very first conversation was about the stunning jacket you were wearing.
Oh.
And I think you had to give everybody in the room the woman's name who made that jacket for you. But I think as we spoke more, the conversation got a bit deeper as I learned of the work that you do with women. But before we start talking about that, I also remember a story you told at the retreat about your previous career and the day you made the decision that you had to leave. Can you just say a few words about that?
Well, everyone seems to have a calling in their life. And I worked for many years as a researcher and a social scientist. So I was in a pretty left brain field and spent a lot of time pursuing that model of success. And one day I just got to the building that I was working in, and I just could not get out of the car. I really believed at that moment that if I didn't incorporate some semblance of my spiritual part of myself into the work that I was doing, that I just wasn't going to make it. I wasn't able to express my gift. So that's the day the Goddess Network was born. And, you know, it's funny, and everybody always says this in retrospect, but when you look back at a decision that seems so illogical and has no substantive reason for you to continue to do something, that you feel very moved to do it, when you just go ahead and surrender and plunge, at some point along the journey, it does all kind of make sense. And, you know, the Goddess Network's been going for about 7 years now, and we've done some really neat projects, and we're getting ready to do some new stuff with Deeksha this year, and I hope to talk a little bit about that later.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. And I think probably, I don't know how many women that are listening right now, when you said you just hang on and know that it's going to work out.
It's an intuitive response. It always is, because it never makes any sense when we're faced with the moment of the decision.
No intellectual sense at all.
None. Mm-hmm. None. And it's so scary, and it really tests our faith and our confidence in ourselves, and just that it's a little exercise in just surrendering to divine will. And we don't practice that enough. We really don't. And so it feels kind of unusual for us and a little scary. But I know it was the right decision, because I think we're making an impact on the world and bringing so much awareness, just like you're doing with the show. There's so much need for it today. So I feel really good about it.
Well, Charlene, we are going to take a break now. And when we come back, we want you to tell us more about the Goddess Network, and then we'll get into some of the other work that you're doing, okay?
Great.
So if you're listening for the first time tonight, you're listening to Woman Talk Live on V1370. I'm Jenny Robertson, here with my fabulous co-host, Ann Quasman, and we'll be back in a minute.
Hi, my name is Dr. Ariane Kamita, and I would like to introduce you to Dr. Kamita's Wellness Center, where conventional and complementary medicine blend to create wellness. Our Wellness Center is proud to offer skilled therapists who specialize in a variety of healing modalities, as well as an all-natural skincare facility and a first-rate holistic pharmacy. Another very exciting service offered at our Wellness Center is the Thermography Center. Thermography is a painless procedure which involves no radiation. Every woman deserves to know about thermography. Approved by the FDA in 1982 as an additional breast cancer screening procedure, an abnormal thermogram is the single most important marker of high risk for developing breast cancer. With the ability to detect the first signs that a cancer may be forming up to 10 years before any other procedure can detect it, the bottom line with thermography is that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. To learn more about thermography and the various services offered at Dr. Kamita's Wellness Center, visit us at www.kamitawellnesscenter.com or call 410-296-6100.
Hi, I'm Marcia Merrill, the Transition Chick, and founder of eCareerQuinder.com. I have a question for you. Do you want to fall in love with your life and your work in that order? Think it ever can happen? My coaching clients have told me they feel stuck in their 9-to-5 job, overwhelmed. They want to change careers and be happier, but don't know what to do first. Sound familiar? You may have been downsized, an empty nester or soon to be, or just thinking there must be something more to life. I'm a career transition expert. I help midlife women, men too, decrease their negative feelings and through guidance and support, move forward to your goals and dreams. Go to eCareerCorner.com and schedule your free 25-minute jumpstart coaching strategy session by phone. Call me at 410-467-0811.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? I'm Kiona Leah, a physical training specialist, and I'd like to introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. From beginner to expert exerciser, I'll show you that in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit my website, healthybykiona.com, or call me at 301-490-6347 to learn how. That's healthybykiona.com. I'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous with TTAP. Healthybykiona.com.
It's back to more of Woman Talk Live on V1370.
Welcome back to Woman Talk Live. I'm Jenny Robertson in the studio with my co-host Ann Quasiman.
And we're just dancing, grooving to the music. Grooving to Earth, Wind,
yeah,
and Fire.
Really. Yeah, really. And on the phone with us tonight is our guest, is Charlene Proctor. And we're going to be talking about the Goddess Network and this very interesting word called Diksha. Because I don't know what that is, Charlene, except I only know what you've told me it is. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that a little bit later.
Okay.
But right before we went to break, you were talking about how we make those decisions intuitively. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to throw out that, you know, Ann and I have both done that. And it's also very challenging to find people in your life who will support you in it, especially the close people who think that you've absolutely lost your mind. That's why I think it's really important. I think you'll agree.
Well, you know what? Losing minds are not a bad thing.
Right, exactly. But it's so important to have supportive women, mm-hmm, I think, in your life who get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And that is why over the years we've done some really amazing projects at the Goddess Network. The one that comes to mind that we did recently was that we created an empowerment program for single homeless mothers living in transitional housing. And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, usually a woman that comes to a transitional housing facility has been a victim of domestic violence, and they have children, they have no means of support, they have no job, no education, nothing. And there was this place not far from our offices that actually house these women for up to 2 years with their children, and they teach them job skills and so forth. And we've done some interesting projects with them to teach these women to think positive and to, you know, rely upon their intuition and decision-making and so forth. And I think it's made a really big difference for them in terms of cultivating some kind of leadership skill that they can take back to their real lives. So I think that part of the work is really satisfying, but I'm anxious to get my hands on them after we start this Diksha program and see if it'll jumpstart them into a whole new arena of positive thinking and in a more healthy life that is filled with more peace and calm, because that's a situation I can think of that they have very little stability, and they sure could use a little bit. I think we all could.
Absolutely. Well, Charlene, this is Ann, and you've got so many projects going on with the Goddess Network. So can you kind of give us an overview of everything you do and what the Goddess Network is about?
Well, it started out as an online educational community, and we had a website. We had a lot of chat rooms, a place for people to connect. And that just sort of grew into books. I write self-help books for women. My last two were about affirmations and positive thinking and some of the spiritual lessons that we can use in our everyday lives to feel more in charge of our lives and to see some results and to cultivate a more deeper connection with our divine feminine aspects, which I think have been lost in the last several thousand years or so in our culture. So once in a while, we decide to put our resources into a project that just is a lot more educational and more all-encompassing. And so we decided to take the lessons that were in those books and turn them into an electronic program that could be delivered as a webinar right to this housing facility that the homeless women lived in. And so once a week they would watch this lecture. It was an audiovisual presentation. I would be online with them afterwards and throughout the lecture. And then they would come to our office and do kind of an experiential experiential lesson of the subject matter because it can be a little bit abstract. And it was really amazing to me how once they began to trust the process and to open up, they were the most amazing learners. I mean, they were so open to positive change and learning to forgive and love themselves and to move away from this victim mentality to one of self-confidence and power. So that was a very satisfying project for us to do. And for anyone who's interested in learning a little bit more about that, they can just go to the homepage of our website and look it up. There's some marvelous pictures of it. We actually graduated them in the end of the process, which was about 4 months, because many of them had never graduated high school and they never had been honored in that way. So they had to get up in front of a room of people and talk about how they felt self-worthy. And I'm telling you, there was not a dry eye.
I can imagine.
It was so moving to hear them stand up and declare that they were women of worth and to be able to walk with a new kick in their step. And, of course, we had a salon come in and redo them. We gave them all makeovers and because we thought they had worked so hard and they were so dedicated to doing this process. And it was just like seeing little beautiful flowers open up and to find their voices again. That was the most emotional part, is when a woman has been in a domestic violence scenario, she locks down and they don't know how to speak or open up or ask for what they want. And to see them in front of the room telling everybody how much love they felt from themselves and how optimistic they were about their future, I felt that we really made a difference that day in their lives.
Oh, you know, more than just that day.
It was really amazing experience. So, you know, I love doing that project, but, you know, like any writer or researcher intellect, sometimes we have to sit back a little bit and see what comes in terms of information. And again, it's kind of an intuitive process for me, which is so much the antithesis of what my background was, because before it was all about simulation architecture and, you know, formulating models for decisions and problem solving and reaching consensus on quadrant four problems and all this garbledygook. And now I'm more in an intuitive mode in terms of what I feel humanity needs and how we as women are going to join together in some fashion to uplift consciousness. I think it's important. It's a topic that everyone's constantly talking about in my realm, and I feel very moved to learn how to be a better channeler of divine grace, which I think is the one healing property that we've really lost touch with, and we need to revive again in our world.
Well, why don't we just start talking about that then? Let's tell us about this idea that you have, you know, about just kind of women awakening to their own power and how that's needed in the world.
You know, I spent a lot of years, and this is my self-analysis going on, I spent a lot of years teaching everyone the power of the mind, the natural laws, the laws of attraction, you know, how we utilize this universal mind, which we originally claim as our own, which isn't the case. It's using this mind and this thought process to attract and to get what we want. If we think of ourselves a certain way, and we stay in the present moment and we feel powerful in our words and our intentions, those things will be magnetized to us, right? Because however we think of ourselves is how our outer world will be. But I did that work for a long time, and I realized, you know what? This has got to be balanced more with the heart and the opening of this heart chakra, which is an energy center that's right in the middle of your chest, right where your breastbone is. And there's other energy centers in. But, you know, the Hindus have been practicing energy work for like 5,000 years, and we know it's working because I think they would have given it up by now if it hadn't been. And they say that that is the center of our awakening. And awakening in the West, we kind of confuse a little bit with the term enlightenment. Enlightenment is so loaded with so much concept and idea, because we tend to think of it as a place we arrive after we're just connected to the divine, and we're in some sort of blissful state, and we know everything, and everything is easy and so forth, and that couldn't be further from the truth. Awakening or enlightenment, as the Oneness University people talk about, is simply just awakening this energy center so that we are so much more receptive to our own potential. This is where love and compassion operate at an intuitive and intellectual level. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I think the heart thinks. And I think that the more that we are awakening to the concept that we are all one unity, one consciousness, that, to me, is a concept that women really embrace, because we're all about relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is our fundamental belief system. We get it. You know, life moves through us. We are relational people that understand the holy unity of all things. And there really, fundamentally, is no separateness from the divine. We've just kind of forgotten that, you know, when we're born, we come onto the planet, we have individual personalities and egos, and all of a sudden we're in this multiplicity type environment where, you know, we adopt these ideas of worry and fear and competitiveness and all these things that make us believe that we're not one. So the way that that is going to get resolved is that we are going to have to reclaim this idea of unity or oneness at a very intimate level. And I'll tell you, women are really good at doing this and at giving a person this energetic transmission which opens a person to this idea. And that's called Diksha. I was at a retreat like a week and a half ago, and 90% of the people there were women. We're so gifted at being able to understand that the change that's going to need to be in the world in order to help our planet and environmental degradation, all these problems that we see, war, terrorism, all the things that bother us, are going to have to begin because we're releasing a certain idea into collective consciousness. And that is, again and again, the idea that we're fundamentally all one. We are one energy. We're one divine consciousness. And even though we're all little individual sparks of divine power, you know, underneath it all, we're still just one thing. I mean, it's pretty simple.
It is simple. And Charlene, Jenny and I both work with women on a regular basis, and I teach classes. And you're right. When you bring this subject up to women, it's like they get it, and sometimes they don't even realize that they have been feeling that way, but deep down inside, where we say your fingernails grow, they know it. You know, they just know it.
Yep.
And so it makes sense.
And so the thing about the Diksha, can I talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've got about a minute or half a minute before we go to break.
But okay, and then maybe we can come back to
we will.
And get it all in. Well, the thing that Diksha is called the Oneness Blessing. It's the same thing. And all it is a power. It's an energetic transmission coming directly from grace. This energy is resonating, if you will, in India by a couple of avatars out there who are fantastic teachers. And what they're attempting to do is to get it to get transferred from one person to another, just like a string of thousands and thousands of dominoes. Once one person touches another person and another person, we were all going to have this capability of tuning into this idea of oneness more readily. And after the break, I want to talk about exactly what Diksha does to the brain that really gets us to understand and believe that that concept is true.
Okay, well, we do have to do a little business right now, but when we return, we're going to take the very first caller who will be the winner of our prize pack this evening. So if you're out there, call us with a question or comment with our guest tonight, 410-481-1370, or our new toll-free number, 1-866-933-1370. We'll be back in a minute.
As a business owner, you know the importance of time. There are only so many hours in the day. The time you spend preparing and that sinking feeling you get when you know someone just wasted your time. Do you feel there's never enough time to make sure your online marketing is working as hard as you are? Bochelle Creative has mastered the art of making your website work long, profitable hours. We take the time to structure and design your site right the first time to give your business the first impression it deserves. After all, the first place your customer looks for you is online. Shouldn't your site be working as hard as you are? Leave your website marketing to Bochelle. And if you need print materials to support your website, we'll save you valuable time and create them as well. We're almost out of time now, so you can find us online at bochellecreative.com. That's B-O-S-C-H-E-L creative.com.
Did you ever wonder what goes on inside the real-life marriage of two relationship experts? Listen in.
Bob, did you hear what I said? We're relationship experts. We coach couples every day on communication, and you're not listening.
Lori, I'm here, and I'm listening.
Since when does reading the newspaper and grunting qualify as listening?
I can read the paper and listen. Nothing I ever do is good enough. Will Bob and Lori work this one out? You bet they will. They are real-life married relationship experts. Lori and Bob Hollander work as a team with you and your partner to create the relationship you want and deserve. Call us at 410-363-2825. That's 410-363-2825. Or visit our website, relationshipswork.com, for more from Lori and Bob.
Call now, 410-481-1370, and get connected. It's back to more Woman Talk Live from V1370.
Welcome back. You're listening to Woman Talk Live, A Different Point of View. I'm Jenny Robertson, along with Ann Quasman, and we're talking with our guest, Charlene Proctor, the founder of the Goddess Network. And we want to give our prize pack away, so the first caller wins our entire prize pack. So call us at 410-481-1370 or at 1-866-933-1370. We've got a really great prize pack for you tonight, so listen up.
Okay, our sponsor, Kiona Leah, is giving a free introductory TTAP DVD. It includes the background and the history of TTAP, the 15-minute workout that works, as well as the theory behind that program, the testimonials, and 7 exercise moves. And our sponsor, Dr. Ariane Kamita of Dr. Kamita's Wellness Center, is giving away a coupon worth $25 towards your next thermogram. And just for your information, thermography is a non-invasive, painless screening tool that uses no radiation, and it's an important additional tool for the early detection of breast cancer. And Lori and Bob Hollander, our relationship experts, are giving away a 30-minute coaching session with Lori and Bob for you and or your partner, and this can be done in person or on the phone.
Also, our master makeup artist, sponsor Linda Seidel, who works wonders, is giving away a free lipstick and lip pencil when you make an appointment for one of her incredible one-on-one sessions.
And she's a master. Just look, look.
Oh, yeah. You look stunning, Ann.
Thank you.
I'm giving away a $30 gift certificate to use towards any workshop or networking event that my company, Live Your Life on Purpose, holds.
And Anita's in there laughing, too. Oh. And I'm giving away a coupon for my 4-week class. There's a pony in here somewhere. And I have a new class starting up in March, the first Tuesday in March.
And, Charlene, I believe your gift is for any listener tonight, not just our caller, right?
Right.
Okay, so tell everyone what you have for them, or do you want me to tell them what you have for them?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Well, listeners can call the Goddess, or can email the Goddess Network at tgn@thegoddessnetwork.net, and they will send you a free e-show. Click on the E2 on the homepage to view 7 different audiovisual lectures on insight, balance, resiliency, abundance, the authentic self, the corporate soul, and the divine feminine. Email them with your selection, and they will send you a free e-show pass to one of the lectures. And so, again, that's tgn@thegoddessnetwork.net. It's a really great package we have for you tonight. The first caller wins it all, 410-481-1370 or 1-866-933-1370. Call us if you have a question for our guest or if you want to just tell us, how's life working for you out there as a woman, you know? So, Charlene, let's go back to Deeksa.
Diksha, yes.
Diksha, yeah.
Well, as I was saying, this concept of enlightenment or awakening is all about shifting from ego to essence, which means that we're really not the separate me that's in charge of everything. It's about a bigger idea. And I'll tell you, I was thinking of this today because I was writing an article about the mind. And, you know, especially women, we're always multitasking, and we're so involved in the mind. It's like this ongoing story in our heads, you know, filled with habits and emotions, assumptions, throwing a little past trauma and who said something to who at Christmas dinner 2 years ago. And, you know, we've constructed all these masks and stories in order for us to survive. And the thing that is about the mind is that we do need it to survive. We can't function without it because it's kind of our problem solver. And by that, I mean universal mind. But we're becoming addicted to it, and we're just on autopilot, and it seems to run everything that we say and do and think and feel, which is contributing to this despair and loneliness that a lot of people feel all the time. So the thing that's I'm finding very unusual and unexplainable about the oneness blessing or the Diksha, which is basically you put your hands on someone's head and you transfer this energy into their head. You can also do it by intention, which means that you don't have to touch the person. It's absolutely powerful. And I would tell you, because I always tell the truth as a former scientist who was highly dependent on logic and proof, is that you can feel it coming into your head. And the more of these that you get, there's like this sense of peace and calm that come over you, and you no longer get involved in all this extraneous, nonsensical, emotional gunk that is completely unimportant. And what it does is it puts you in the present moment. You absolutely, at that moment, and it's carried with you. It's not something that just goes away after 10 minutes. But you understand that the power is in the present moment, and that the cause of all suffering that we go through as human beings is about thinking about the should be instead of the what is. Bhagwan, the avatar in India, teaches this concept. It's very simple, and over he says all the time that the root of human suffering is being in the state of mind about what should be. We're always thinking about that. Isn't that true? It's so simple. What should be?
Yep.
And we need to be more fully appreciative of what is, and when we can really fully accept that, life is so much more meaningful, and the Diksha helps you get there. And once you experience it, because it's not a concept, it is absolutely an experience, once you feel it and experience it by a Diksha giver or a spiritual master, it's amazing. And the next time I see you, ladies, I'm going to give it to you. Or I could give it to you on the phone sometime.
Oh, we would love that. Yeah. So what do you intend to do with this now?
Well, I'd like to get my hands on the homeless ladies again,
yeah,
to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, to see, because I think they're so wonderfully receptive to learning, which I think goes against everything. Stereotype you would ever think about a homeless person,
mm-hmm,
that they're lazy or unmotivated. That is so not true. They are very, very interested in bettering their own condition. And to be able to give them a gift like this to take with them, I think would be incredible, because I have been experimenting with this being on the receiving end. And I'm telling you, the energy goes all the way down to your pelvic region. I mean, when I feel this, I am more easily able to meditate, to work, to focus and concentrate. It has a lot of practical implications, and I've really been fascinated by it. And so I'm going to go to Fiji to get the transmission in a month and bring it back. And when I do, it'll be Diksha, Goddess Diksha.
Okay, so when you were in India, is it several stages you go through to receive this?
Well, in the beginning, it was a 21-day event. to go there and to work with the Adasas. And Adasa is a spiritual master who works under or studies under the direction of three Ama Bhagwan, who are actually a man and a woman. They go by the same name because they consider themselves to be one unified avatar consciousness. Do I sound like I'm getting, like, in frou-frou land?
They're the You're teachers. Just speaking a different language.
They're the Indian teachers, okay? And so these Dasas would have these classes, and they would go on quite a while because in the beginning people weren't getting it. It was much more difficult for them to get the understanding and to be able to immerse themselves in the energy. And you've heard the story of the 100th monkey, Jenny and Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know that when there's a tipping point, as Malcolm Gladwell will say, where at some point everyone starts doing something more easily because a mass quantity has been reached. Well, that is what happened with the Diksha. Everybody, all of a sudden, everywhere, was able to sense that it was easier and easier to do. So now the courses are much shorter, and they're not doing them in India at this time. Honestly, between you, me, and the four walls, I don't know if that's because of political unrest there or resource issues or whatever. Whatever it is, they've right now moved it to Fiji. And so what you're doing is that you're studying and underneath the Dasas that are there. If it's anything as strenuous and demanding as this program that I was at a week and a half ago, I think I'll be fully prepared because there's a lot of clearing that has to be done. You have to kind of scrub out old junk.
Stuff.
Yeah, you got to get rid of your muck. And you know, it's funny, and you know this, I don't need to tell you this, but we carry this around in our energy field that sits in there. Resentment and worry and past trauma, and they sit in these little energy centers in our body called our koshas, and you've got to clear all that out if you want to be a really good channel to give Diksha, because you don't want to be passing it on to other people that you want to heal. So I'll tell you, honestly, I think it's going to be the next wave across the country, across the world. I think that it's going to bring some sort of, and I don't know, talk to me in 6 months, some sort of level of awareness that is just going to help people in their everyday problem-solving approaches. I think they're going to be able to embrace in whatever wisdom tradition, this is a non-denominational thing, a better and stronger connection to the divine presence and to allow that grace into their lives daily as a facilitator of personal growth and healing. I really believe that. And so I'm going to be doing this work for a while. So if anyone's interested after April, call our office or write to me and we'll tell you what we're doing.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, well, Charlene, we've got about a minute left, so I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you. So you want to give out some websites again, phone numbers, whatever?
Our website is www.thegoddessnetwork.net. If you go there, our phone numbers, our contact information, everything is there, or email us at tgn@thegoddessnetwork.net. Or if all else fails, just Google my name. I have hundreds of articles circulating on the Internet. And you can find my books in Borders of Barnes & Noble, and so that's all you need to do.
Well, I do want to ask you one quick last question.
Mm-hmm.
Given your background and the words that you're speaking now, do you have people in your life who think that you've
gone off the deep end
or they're looking at you just a little strangely, or is everybody, because of your background, looking at you with more intrigue and going, maybe she's onto something here?
I'm so glad you asked that question. By the time I bring the transmission back, I'll have finished my ordination to be a minister of spiritual peacemaking. So I felt that that was kind of an important container for the work to take place in. For anyone who would think that you can't give a blessing to another person without some sort of official religious training or whatever. So I've just kind of put that in my pocket for my analytical people who might come to me and say, well, what qualifies you to give a blessing? anyone can give it to anyone. So I've tried to approach this with, you know, some semblance of logic and always making sure that I'm not overstating what it is and what it's designed to do. But I'll tell you, being on the receiving end of it, it's completely amazing. And if I can give Diksha to people as well as others have given it to me and it's made such a difference in my life, I know that in 10 years, our community here and anyone else that I touch is going to have a significant change. I can guarantee it.
Of course it will. I mean, absolutely.
So I just won't worry about, I won't worry about people. I guess
well, you
once,
can't. Yeah.
Once you pass 40, don't you just say, you know what, I'm over 40 and I guess I can do something and I'm not going to
wait till you hit
it.
50.
Yeah. Well,
it's
yeah.
even better. Yeah.
Charlene, one of our favorite quotes is, what other people think of me is none of my business.
I love that.
But we're going to have to wrap this up and take another break. So, Charlene, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And for sharing this information that I doubt that many people know about. So it's really exciting.
We loved hearing it.
Thank you. And I feel so happy and we have so much gratitude for being on your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
We'll be back in just a minute to wrap up Woman Talk Live with Jenny Robertson and Ian Quasman.
Product junkie who has every new trend in makeup, or do you put your trust in the salesperson behind the cosmetic counter? Whichever you relate to, I'm sure you have a junk drawer full of makeup worth a small fortune. Well, it's time to finally throw it all away. Hi, I'm Linda Seidel. Perhaps you've heard all about my work with people who are challenged with all sorts of skin problems. The reality, it's all about perception. It only matters how you feel when you look in the mirror. If you have dark under eye circles, blotchy skin, a scar, or maybe you're simply makeup challenged, I can help you. Education is the key. I teach makeup enthusiasts, makeup novices, and everyone in between. Discover what really works best for you, and with little practice, become your own makeup artist in one amazing session. So let's make a deal. Bring me 5 or more of your junk drawer cosmetic items, and I'll take $50 off your personal makeup session with me. Ladies, it's time to clean out and clean up. Call me to make an appointment while this offer lasts. Visit www.lindaseidelpro.com.
Hi, this is Jenny Robertson of Woman Talk Live. Did you know that 40% of home buyers in the Baltimore area are single women? Do you want a team of real estate professionals who will understand your needs? Mary Zimmerman and Lane Chason are with RE/MAX American Dream. RE/MAX is the largest real estate company in the world, and as part of your local dream team, Mary and Lane can help your dreams of home ownership come true. Their goal is to help everyone have the American dream of owning your own home. The process can be overwhelming, and that's where they come in. Do you know where to start? Do you know what questions to ask? With over 20 years of real estate experience, they have learned that when it comes to buying a home, women do it differently. Women are driven by quality of life issues and creating lifetime relationships. Mary and Lane believe that the real estate experience is a lifetime relationship. So whether you're buying or selling real estate or just have a question, Mary and Lane are teaming up to be your real estate source. They are never too busy for your questions. Please call 410-529-7900 and ask for Mary or Lane. That's 410-529-7900.
It's back to more of Woman Talk Live on V1370.
Welcome back to Woman Talk Live. I'm Jenny Robertson with my co-host Ann Quasman, and we've been talking with Charlene Proctor, the founder of the Goddess Network, and so much more. So
yeah.
Was there one thing that Charlene said tonight that...
Well, it just absolutely confirmed a lot of the ways I've been feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always wonderful to hear that somebody's on the same wavelength and that you really haven't lost your mind.
Right.
And so I really appreciated what she had to say.
And I look forward to being on the phone with her.
I do, too.
Yeah, so.
I do, too. And so, anyway, we want to thank our sponsors once again, Beauchel Creative, Dr. Ariane Kamita of Dr. Kamita's Wellness Center, Healthy by Kiona, Linda Seidel Cosmetics, Hollander Coaching and Counseling, and Susan Olson of Unlocked Box.
And Ann and I both have some things coming up that we want to share with you. This Friday is the Connections Over Coffee meeting that I hold at Mystical Voyage in White Marsh every third Friday. It's from 10 a.m. to noon, is open to all women, and only costs $15 to attend. Also, the Anne Arundel County meeting of On Purpose Networking for Women meets next Tuesday in Severna Park from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., and the Frederick County group meets in Frederick next Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. For details or to register for any of those events, you can email me at jennyrobertson@comcast.net or womantalklive@yahoo.com or call me at 410-252-2703. I also want you to mark your calendars for the 7th Annual Women's Expo to be held at CCBC Catonsville on March 8th and 9th. And if you attend, be sure to stop by my booth and say hello.
And I've got a new workshop, a 4-week intensive class just for women that will be starting on Tuesday, March 4th. Run for 4 Tuesday nights in a row from 7 to 9:30. And it's the There's a Pony in Here Somewhere class. And the purpose of the class is to learn some valuable tools and techniques which will help you take a good look at the stuff that Charlene was talking about that gets in your way and holds you back. And once you do that, you can work on letting that old stuff go and opening up that mind. It's a wonderful class. Over 1,000 women have been through it, and some even come back 2, 3, and 4 times because they start to wake up. So if you'd like to know more, just email me at womantalklive@yahoo.com or call me at 410-583-5355.
And, you know, every week we say we have this great show coming up because we have just really good shows.
We have had some. And, you know, haven't we had some great shows?
But we have an especially incredible show for you next week, one that will
we
amaze you.
We say that
you.
Every week.
Yeah. But this one will amaze, inspire, and in some ways may even horrify you.
Yeah.
So tell them about this really special guest, Ann.
Okay, our guest next week is an amazing young woman named Ann Yelley. And in early 2004, Ann went out for one of her favorite mountain bike rides in the California wilderness, and she was viciously attacked by a mountain lion that pulled her off her bike and started dragging her off towards a ravine. And her best friend was there to help, and in spite of some incredibly horrific injuries, Anne's life was saved. And so next week we're going to hear about this ordeal and how it's given Anne the courage to talk with audiences all over the world in an effort to inspire them to overcome their fears. And I think she works with baby mountain lions now.
Wow. Because, after you hear a story like that, anything we could be afraid of is so not real.
Well, she says she looks into a compact mirror and doesn't recognize the person looking back at her. So it's pretty amazing.
And you found her story in Deborah Norville's book.
She was featured in Deborah Norville's Thank You Power book and just blew me away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we also want to remind you that for anything you hear on the show tonight, if you didn't catch websites of our guests or our sponsors or us, phone numbers or anything, just email us at womantalklive@yahoo.com. That's easy for you to remember. We'll get you whatever information you need.
And
also,
remind
you that our Girl Gone Great celebration on February 24th, we'd love to have you join us. Go to our site, womantalklive.com, and register for that. Did you have anything you want to add?
Oh, just, you know, we want to have a bunch of people show up for Jessica's celebration. Yep. So we hope you'll do that.
And we want to thank you for listening to Woman Talk Live tonight. This is Jenny Robertson with my co-host, Ann Quasman. We'll be here next week, and we hope you will, too.
Good night.
Good night.